brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a loaded transmission filled with key information today. We're going to have in studio author, Constitution Party presidential candidate, and all around liberty leader. We're going to have here in studio with us today Chuck Baldwin in the third hour. In fact, he's here in Austin now, flew in late last night, and he is going to be in studio with us today. And we're going to talk about the Second Amendment, the culture wars, the Obama scandals, all of it with Pastor Chuck Baldwin. Then I'm going to interview him for Obama Deception 2. We have a lot of really cool guests that we're going to be having in studio as we fly them here for the production of Obama Deception 2 that I want to get out by September of this year, in amongst all the other work we're doing. Mike Judge has been a listener for 17 years, he said, and I talked to him on the phone over the years and text messages back and forth. We have a lot of mutual friends, like Rick Linkletter, but also Weldon Henson and others. And he gave us an in-depth interview and actually opened up about his politics and things, something he's never done before. And so this will be a news-making interview that's coming up in the next hour. And it's almost a documentary. So Rob Dube and Darren McBreen, Marcos Morales, and some of the other crew did a really superlative job on this from an interview I did at his home last Tuesday. That is coming up. That'll be audio for radio listeners, video, obviously, for PrisonPlanet.tv members, though we're now sending out a free video stream for everybody. If we can pay for the bandwidth, if it continues, I'm not sure how long I can do this, but Infowars.com/show has the free podcast, has the free audio, video stream of the daytime show. It has the free iPhone app, the free Droid app, and a bunch of other stuff, and a link to the free newsletter to sign up to get the magazine free, a digital version, Infowars.com/show, is also a link that's key to send out to your friends and your family. Again, I'm going to try to cut some video ads to play over this to pay for it. It's costing me a lot of money, and they're supposed to have that up a month ago, and they're doing a great job. It's just that we're trying to do too much here. So please buy books, videos, T-shirts, get your high-quality Pro-Pure water filters 15% off at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can sign up to be members, InfoWarsStore.com, to get the Pro-Pure water filters 15% off. We're only running that for a week. All of that stuff is what allows us to then have our own platform to fight the globalists. We're not funded by NPR, by taxpayers, and by big tax-free foundations like Rockefeller Foundation. We are funded by the viewers like you, and that's why we're able to do this. I didn't mean to get into a plug right here at the start of the show. The point is that I start talking about that video feed and I almost cringe, you know, getting a $10,000 extra bill last month. And if it keeps growing, it'll be $20,000, $30,000 this month. And I just cannot do it unless we get the video ads up on it with sponsorship. So the point is, that's why we have PrisonPlanet.tv members who get all the films, get the nightly news, get the, you know, all the extra stuff, because you know, this stuff cost us bandwidth. I don't know what it is. It's something ridiculous. I think just on bandwidth, I spend more than $500,000 a year, just to give you an example. And I don't want to spend my time worrying about money. Because we're growing, but it's exponential, and the cost just goes up and up and up and up. So become a PrisonPlanet.tv member, and you can share it with up to 11 people. Share your username, passcode. Make sure it's a unique, original username, passcode. PrisonPlanet.tv. Become a member today. Okay, that's not what I'm covering today. Mike Judge is coming up. Pastor Chuck Baldwin in studio. Wow, what a mix there. And then we're also going to get into Bernanke Sparks, massive stock market sell-offs, the meat cleaver attack in London, what's really behind that, so much more.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me and my misfits way of life.
Yeah, Obama says don't listen to people that say that there could be tyranny in government. Don't listen to common sense. Don't listen to history. Get rid of all the common sense that made this country great. Again, thank you for joining us. It is Thursday, the 23rd day of May 2013. Mike Judge in a big exclusive interview / documentary we spent a week putting together will be premiered here in the second hour today. And then in studio, we have Pastor Chuck Baldwin to talk about all the scandals and where he sees this country going and the Second Amendment. He's going to be in studio with his former Constitution Party candidate and an all-around really great guy. Looking forward to having him here in studio. I don't think I've ever met him in person. No, I did meet him in person once at an event. That's right. So that's just some of what we've got coming up today. Obviously, they have hyped the daylights out of the machete-wielding terrorista there in London. Of course, it's a guy with a butcher knife and a meat cleaver. And I called Paul Watson, one of our London reporters, and I said, Paul, you call them meat cleavers over there? And he goes, yeah, they're called a meat cleaver or a butcher cleaver. And so I don't know why they're calling it a machete. In fact, it's a small meat cleaver. And he said, you and your children will be next, Islamic fanatics wielding meat cleavers. Butcher, and at least the Daily Mail got it right, and tried to behead a British soldier, taking their war on the West to a new level of horror. And Paul Watson wrote the story that's up on Infowars.com saying, will Prime Minister David Cameron transfer weapons to the London terrorist working with these people? And I mean, that's a serious headline, because these very jihadis are being given heat-seeking missiles, anti-aircraft guns, bazookas, heavy machine guns, and armored vehicles by NATO and by Israel, by the way. That's in the Israeli press. They're giving them vehicles and giving them field hospitals. And they actually fly al-Qaeda flags. And the main brigade, that's 4,000 troops, that is the most successful brigade, calls itself the Bin Laden Brigade. This isn't my show 2 years ago saying, hey, these are really al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia brought in by NATO. This is now London Times, L.A. Times, New York Times, Council on Foreign Relations, London Telegraph. And you've got, like, the deputy Mossad chief was in the news a week ago going, it's better to leave Assad in than put al-Qaeda in. This is very bad. I mean, even the Israeli press is saying, why are we helping these people? So I'm going to get this straight. Because there's media articles out attacking me going, Alex Jones claims our government's funding al-Qaeda. He's a nut. Ladies and gentlemen, see, instead of getting an award or being told I was right and I had courage to tell the truth about this 15 years ago, even before 9/11, I'm even more ridiculed because I'm right. Well, I'm going to get into this later, too, because listeners have to understand this. Media Matters has almost no viewers or readers, but it's important because it's run by the White House on record, full of White House personnel. They watch the show. They listen every day. But they don't ever show video, you notice. They show audio edited on a blue screen to edit what we say, and then it's a talking point for Huffington Post, MSNBC. They all attacked us last night. And they edited it to where I said that I basically thought black helicopters caused the hurricane, the tornado, that hit the suburb of Oklahoma City more. And I was on three different radio shows this morning. One of them was our affiliate in Knoxville, and then I was on ManCal and one other. ManCal and the other show, two out of three, brought it up and were playing clips going, do you really think it was weather weapons? And I said, well, you notice that's not video, that's audio. They edited what I said. And they're doing this more and more. More and more. They're saying Alex Jones says it was nothing but actors at Sandy Hook. I never said that. Other people said that. They say Alex Jones says have an armed march on Washington. I've said I don't think it's a good idea. I've told people no over 100 times when I've been asked publicly on air. And I said that I thought it would be a setup and that they would arrest Kokesh ahead of time. But that I admired his courage and I don't think he's a provocateur consciously. He said, well, I'm a provocateur for liberty. I think he's got a little too much chutzpah for his own good. Bravado, whatever you want to call it. I get the civil rights of it. I get the civil disobedience that the laws blocking you from having a loaded rifle on your back in D.C. were overthrown in 2008, D.C. versus Heller. So he is spiritually in the right. You know, there's the letter of the law, the spirit of the law. He is in the spirit of the law and in the letter, but you have a tyrannical government during a 4th of July parade that's happening with a bunch of families out there, hundreds of thousands of people all over the place. It is tailor-made for a provocateur. And I have said I think it's a bad idea, but he's doing it. So I said, hopefully alternative media will have so many cameras there, the feds don't try something. And still the media spins what I just said there. I said that 10 years ago when I was asked to have an armed march on D.C. to demonstrate the Second Amendment. I was asked that a month ago or 3 weeks ago when Kokesh announced this. I've asked this every day, and that's the same answer. And, you know, when the media calls up, they call back a day later and go, can I talk to you again? And then I get on the phone with the newspaper, and they go, Now, don't you, so you do support the march. You do think it's a good idea. And I said, I told you yesterday it's not. So then the newspapers call me back the next day. It's like Bloomberg is doing some big cover story on me. And they keep over and over again calling up going, so this is what you said. And I said, that's not what I said. And then they call back wanting to meet again so they can finally get me to agree to saying things I didn't say. So all I'm saying is we're under the White House magnifying glass. We need your prayers. Because they're running around saying that I said black helicopters did this when I didn't say that. And they're running around, you know, saying that I want an armed march and a shootout in D.C. I didn't say that. Kokesh didn't say he wants a shootout. He did make provocative statements that I really think are wrong. And I told him off air and on air, but off air I said, they're coming to get you. He's like, oh, yeah. I mean, I've seen people that have that type of bravado. And, you know, I can only admire it at a certain male level. I'm not going to do that cowardly thing where I go, he's an idiot, he's stupid, he's crazy. I'm a man for saying he's bad. I mean, I get spiritually he's in the right and he's all geared up to do it, but I don't like where it's going. Now, I'm going to go to break here in a moment. We're going to come back and they're trying to make what happened at Sandy Hook completely secret with the State Secrets Act in Connecticut. That's very dangerous. Bernanke sparks massive stock market sell-offs from Japan to other parts of the world. We're going to be getting to that. And I'm going to get at the bottom of the hour to our top story. Riots are already basically starting in London. And we know the last riots were provocateur. There were real Muslim extremists and criminal groups out doing the rioting. The police stood down to allow it to take place. Now they've got the nationalists over there doing stuff. We're going to get into all that. But here is just a tidbit of what's coming up in the next hour. Very powerful video and audio. The video is really good. The intro Dermot Bring did. Go to Infowars.com/show. And you can see the video we're about to play, Infowars.com/show, the free podcast, everything is up there. But I'm going to take you out to break with this video and audio of the intro of the 36-minute interview we're going to air in part of next hour with comedy icon, creator of King of the Hill, Beavis and Butthead, has a new show on HBO, basically Office Space coming to TV weekly, going to be very powerful, Idiocracy, Extract, and basically half my favorite films. Let's go ahead and go out to break with the intro to Mike Judge.
Harvard researchers have found children who live in high fluoride areas have significantly lower IQs.
Enjoy your extra big-ass fries.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Researchers found members of Congress, on average, speak at a 10th grade level. Most Americans read at an 8th or 9th grade level.
Look, now, I'll talk slow so you can understand me.
It was just a few thousand years ago that our ancestors were using primitive grunts to communicate.
Internal investigation that showed the agency targeted the Tea Party and conservative groups.
That does scare me. I think I'm just going to make sure to not use the words Tea Party or Constitution in any of my work.
All right. Who are you? CIA? FBI? ATF?
While gun ownership is at an all-time high, crime is down.
No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all weapons.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns.
Fidel Castro took the guns.
Dominique.
Hugo Chavez took the guns.
And if you try to take our guns, 1776 will commence again. If you try to take our firearms.
Answer to 1984 is 1776.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
All right, folks. Coming up in the next hour, we'll cover news the first 20 minutes or so, and then we're going to air in between the breaks the entire piece. And then tonight, this is a little bit more family-friendly version we're airing on the radio. Tonight, there's a little extra. It's not very racy, but it's a family show, so we, you know, censored Mike a bit. Tonight, InfoWars Nightly News, you know, it's going to be I'm premiering the full thing, PrisonPlanet.tv. And again, subscribers get the films, the books, everything, the special events. But we are sending out the daily radio show now free to everybody while we can pay for it at Infowars.com/show. So you can also see the Mike Judge interview coming up next hour as well.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
All right, coming up in the next segment, so I have plenty of time to get into this. We're going to air the full statement of the man running around with the meat cleaver. Him and his associate reportedly drove their car into someone wearing a pro-military shirt and then got out and unsuccessfully tried to chop his head off. And you know, to me here, the bigger story is that everybody just stood around and walked over and talked to him and walked over like voyeurs and looked at the dead body. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to act like I'm tough, but I have been in fights with knives and things, okay? I mean, I grew up insanely rough. My parents didn't even really know what was going on other than the fist fights. I didn't ever pull knives on people, but I've been in fights with somebody trying to stab me. And I've been slightly stabbed before. I'll just leave it at that. But the point is, it didn't get any organs. I'll leave it to you that way. And I got knife cuts on my hands, knife cuts on my arm. Kind of looks cool, you know, when you're out at the swimming pool. But the point is that if I saw two guys with meat cleavers and I wasn't armed, I would run till I got a weapon or got to the police. Okay? So these people didn't run, though. Now, if my family was there, I'm going to fight you. Or if I'm cornered, I'm going to fight you. But if I see big guys with meat cleavers and butcher knives, boom, baby, I'm running. I'm running. It's that simple. And something doesn't add up here. See, I'm already getting into this. I said I'd get into it. The reason I always say I'm going to get into it coming up is not to make you wait to listen. It's that I'm, like, thinking of all these data points, and it makes my head hurt how wrong this story is. But then I don't know what the truth is. It looks like it's real, but then it also looks like something's fake. Or maybe, I've been to England before. Are Brits really this, not just domesticated, but to the point of guys are stabbing and trying to chop a guy's head off? And then people stand there videotaping them? And then people are taking photos of the dead body like it's... Maybe people watch so much television that they didn't, with normalcy bias, but it's a whole bunch of people. I mean, you would expect... You got like a crowd of like 30 people at one time just in the view of the camera. Right up by the guys that have just run over somebody and then tried to chop their head off. They should have had a serrated knife to do that, by the way. Not a meat cleaver. I mean, it's serrated enough. You can just saw right through it. It's hard to saw a deer's head off with a hacksaw. I mean, you got to, like, really get into it. Hatchets work best if you're really in a hurry butchering a deer. But the point is, ladies and gentlemen, is it takes something to sever a head. And I mean, even a chicken neck domesticated nanny state person. See, I'm already getting into it. I'm going to stop right there. We're going to come back, play a statement, go through all the points. But I see these stories all the time where somebody gets run over in the middle of a town, people watch him bleed to death, or was a case in Toronto where a woman's raped on a busy street on the sidewalk and then beaten in the head with a crowbar, and then the business manager of a telecommunications company told us, laughed at it. They all watched it, but then said, don't call the cops. We don't want to be called as witnesses. A woman being beaten, and then she later died of aneurysms. And the guy's saying, you and your children will be next. On the video, we're going to play that coming up, Islamic fanatics wielding meat cleavers butcher and try to behead British soldier, taking the war on the West to a new level of horror. And by the way, this is just too rich. Because if you go to Infowars.com, you have Paul Watson's article, David Cameron to arm Woolrich terrorists, ? Because, ladies and gentlemen, our government, the British government, NATO, have armed at least 60,000 at a time. It's been multiple waves. No one knows the exact number. Over 120,000 dead on record. With an offensive war, starting it with Syria, with Al-Qaeda, killing these people. And they go into Christian houses, and I mean, there's so many beheading videos. And, I mean, I can't even watch them anymore where they're beheading a dad because he won't car bomb for them. And they're going, we're going to blow up America next, you know, in English, gibbering English. Bin Laden brigades, black Al-Qaeda flags. And our government's giving them heat-seeking missiles. And, man, next time I fly and the TSA comes up and wants to grab my genitals, I'm going to have articles going, here's our government running Al-Qaeda. Now, you know this is all a fraud. Stop this madness now. Stop acting like it. Now, these guys aren't real Al-Qaeda. They look like real bozo crazy patsies. I'm going to tell you what I think when we get back. I think this is real. And these are bozo patsies. And then you've got the bozo public doesn't even know how to even get scared of guys with meat cleavers and butcher knives. Let me tell you, somebody pulls a butcher knife out on you, and I've had it happen to me, and they got you cornered. I mean, it's scary, folks. I would be running.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We've got it.
The newsman is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We've got it.
We see the earth now.
Here come the tornado truthers, says Salon. Huffington Post says you just knew that there would be tornado truthers. Keep saying hurricane truthers, because I know they've been messing with hurricanes. That's been declassified. I'm going to break down, not to defend myself, because I don't need to be defended, that they're such deceivers over at Media Matters. And again, Media Matters has no power. They're not important. They have almost no visitors. But they are the White House on record. White House personnel running. You know, they've been sheep-dipped. They're in the White House and they're into Media Matters. They listen. They're watching and viewing right now. And they're so pathetic that they go and edit a tape of the show. Notice it's audio on their site. It's not video, because that would show all the cuts, to make it sound like I said the government used that tornado as a way to basically grandstand as our saviors. Well, they don't need to go stage it. They can just grandstand anyways. And it just illustrates what deceivers these people are. And they do it all the time. They and others. And so we have a Rachel Maddow clip where she says, oh, they say Sandy Hook was staged. And it was crisis actors. And they say Aurora was staged. And they say this was staged. And they say the tornado was staged. No, that's not what I said. I said there were other men arrested in the bushes at Sandy Hook, and then they got caught covering that up, and then video got released of them arresting the person, who it turned out was a auxiliary anti-terrorism police officer from a nearby county, a federalized cop. And we know that they have a history of protecting mentally ill people and letting them attack. So my point was, is they certainly were using it to blame all gun owners. By the way, guys, when I get to this Rachel Maddow clip in a little while after I cover the attack in London, will you do me a favor? Get me the Senator Whitehouse clip from earlier this week where he actually says, you Midwesterners won't do what it takes to fix climate change. That means paying the UN giant VATs on all human activity for carbon, selectively to shut down the West. Literally paying Al Gore's Gore and Blood company. It's actually Gore and Blood. I'm not. That's not a pun. The name of it is Gore and Blood. It's one of the big carbon trading groups. Obama's invested in the Chicago Mercantile Exchange on carbon trading. The Rothschilds own the biggest one in London. I mean, this is money you will literally pay a private tax to these global crime bosses to breathe. And, you know, they're saying your carbon dioxide you exhale is evil. And they're saying cow flatulence, they're putting taxes in Australia and Canada and other places. They want one here, a cow flatulence tax. I'm not joking. Just type in cow flatulence tax and you'll get articles all over the world. Yeah, okay? A total system of control over all industries selectively enforced to shut down their competition. You know, Congress is voting to override the Keystone Pipeline blockage. Yeah, there it is, CBS News, EPA's air pollutant target, flatulent cows. Boom, CBS News. And the Congress is going to override Obama blocking the almost completed Keystone pipeline, and that's good. But Congress should also override the shutting down every week of up to 5 coal power plants in this country, while China opens 3 a week that are totally dirty. We have clean ones, carbon dioxide, water vapor coming out, so they list carbon dioxide as a pollutant. This isn't your grandma's coal facility. I don't want to breathe that mercury-filled stuff either. But half our power, or more, comes from coal, and they're shutting them down, folks, and the power prices are exploding. America's power is being turned off. I want Congress and the Tea Party Republicans, who are light years better than the globalist Obamaites, and they're doing a lot of good stuff. And, man, when they do good stuff, I'm going to tell you. Boehner is saying there needs to be criminal indictments and criminal investigations, and there's no way Obama didn't know about this. Because Rand Paul is saying arrest people. Cruz is saying, I don't like the Republican establishment. We need to really get libertarian. That's scaring them. We have power. To quote a TSA agent, I have power. I have power. As the famous case of them strip searching someone and saying, you're humiliating me, and they beat the breast. I have power. I have power. No, we the people that work and run this country, we have the real power. And we're sick of this kleptocratic system. So a lot of good things are happening, and you can't just get mad at the out-of-control government and feel powerless and just buy more guns waiting for World War III. You got to buy more guns and get ready to defend yourself if we lose the info war. Because, I mean, they're not just going to bring in a soft tyranny. It's going to be a really hard one, and, you know, life's short. If it gets to that point, nobody can say I didn't work hard to try to stop it. All you idiots that want to fight with the American people, I tell you what, it'll be like duck hunting season. And let me expand on something. They're now telling military don't wear their uniforms or insignia in London. What do you think is going to be like being a government person after you're taking people's families off to FEMA camps and stuff. People are just, look, people aren't actually scared. On average, people are lazy. And you take their prosperity away, and then you shove them around, they're going to go haywire. And I don't want that to happen. I want stability. I want freedom. I don't want this, you know, the sewage to stop working and the water to stop working. I want the fluoride out of the water. See, there's good things that society's built, and then evil hijacks it to control it and turns into something bad. They're like, you're against medicine and all vaccines. No, I'm not. Artificially acquired immunity is a real science. It has a lot of side effects, they're now finding. Connection to shutting down your regular immune system, giving you cancer. But, you know, there's something really deadly out there. I want the vaccine for it. But the globalists have done all this secret testing and stuff, killing people, and the vaccines are always poison and don't even protect you from what they're claiming they're protecting you from. And so, no, I'm against it. It's like I'm for the death penalty if we had a better government. But if I was in Nazi Germany, I don't think Hitler should have the death penalty because the government's bad, folks. Does it mean every part of the government's bad? No, but it means the people running it are. Portland, Oregon just defeated water fluoridation. They're trying to fluoridate there. They'll just try to pass a state law now. The feds will, making you drink it. Anyway, side issue. Let me get into the terror attack. We got the Mike Judge interview coming up. And some of you will be like, oh, this is a good interview. It's entertaining. But what's so hardcore about him being pro-Second Amendment? What's so hardcore about him criticizing Obama? Well, I mean, that's a big deal with Mike Judge, who's A-list Hollywood. I mean, the guy's, I don't want to tell you what people in syndicated TV make, but he's a writer, producer, and the actor. Got a big HBO show coming out. He is very influential and a really smart guy. And to have him really waking up, because he talked about that some on air with us, in the interview that's coming up, but you know, he said a lot more after. Even though we talked on the phone and stuff over the years, he wanted to meet in person. We hung out for about 5 hours. You know, I'm going to say this going into the interview next hour. I'll just tell the story next hour. The point is that it's great that you know so many people in the media are actually waking up. This is how we're culturally. You're only supposed to be a mainline Republican. Or you're supposed to be a hardcore communist, basically, and that's all you're supposed to be. What about being a freedom lover? What about unifying around private property, family, right to self-defense, honoring women, honoring fathers, honoring good children, honoring art, honoring literature, honoring decency, honoring fealty, truthfulness? Because that's the only thing that's good in this world. Evil isn't sexy, folks. I know a lot of people think it is. And, you know, I know a lot of big Hollywood people, people bigger than Mike Judge, people bigger than Charlie Sheen, people bigger than Mel Gibson. And, you know, I've bumped into and gotten to know Mel Gibson and his family a long time ago, but don't know him very well. The point is, I know people even bigger than that, and they are scared to go public. They're listening to this show right now, probably. And so I just admire people that have courage. But I'm going to say that next hour because I think I'm going to run a rebroadcast Sunday. We need an intro to the Mike Judge thing, so I'll talk about that next hour. Let's look at the horrific events that we were shown on television yesterday in England. First off, we've asked the question, David Cameron to arm Woolrich terrorist. London attacks boost clash of civilizations narrative. Given his government's policy in arming jihadist extremists, in Libya and Syria, British Prime Minister David Cameron and his Foreign Secretary William Hague should immediately order the transfer of heavy weaponry to aid the two terrorists who beheaded a soldier in Woolwich after running over him with a car, or ramming him. Cameron yesterday condemned the slaughter of the soldier by two jihadists, remarking, "We have had these sorts of attacks before in our country, and we've never buckled to the face of them." As if giving this all that attention should rise to a national level, a guy with a meat cleaver. That happens to British citizens. They have it out of control, knife crime there, sword crime there, because they've taken the guns. Something like 9 times our crime rate. You can look it up. I covered it a few months ago on air. So imagine, he's like, we'll stand in the face of this. So they'll use their own Muslim extremist culture they've helped foster and brought in and protected, and everybody else is politically correct, but the Muslims can do whatever they want. That's all done on purpose. to let the more radical Muslims that are actually globalist finance take control. These guys look like useful idiots. They were born in England. They were converts. They're not the hardcore jihadis out of Qatar and Saudi Arabia being brought into Syria and Libya to engage in mass beheadings. I mean, there are videos of black families, children, because they, you know, some of the racist Arab Muslims don't want blacks in Africa. Imagine, where can the blacks be? Hacking them up with machetes because the bullets, you know, are too much and it's so much fun to hack somebody up. That'll never be on your news. Or kids with their arms and legs blown off by bombs and drones. But they'll show you this to invoke fear right as they roll out checkpoints all over England searching everybody's bags. This is the nanny state. So Paul Watson came out and pointed that out, and that the globalists actually run Al-Qaeda. Now, you look at these guys, anti-Muslim reprisals after Woolrich attack, English Defense League, that's basically quasi-skinhead group, in the streets, battles with police and Woolrich and mosque attacked in apparent acts of revenge. And so, this is how they do the divide and conquer. This is how they play people off against each other. And then it turns out the MI6 operative, a SWAT, was the head of the bombers on 7-7. And all of that was known. There was a total stand down and a drill of the exact same buses and train, the exact same trains and bus being attacked at the exact same time. And that's on BBC. And again, they used that so the regular Metro police would think it was part of a drill. You understand that? That is a fact. I cover it in my film Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terrorism. It just gives you, I don't know, like 20 examples or more of modern states staging terror attacks. It's actually more than that. We show the government saying we're going to blow up Building 7 and blowing it up, and then saying they never said that. I mean, it's incredible film. The point is that then the cops show up, and this guy reportedly had a revolver that blew up in his hand. You bet money these guys are real nuts and were put up to it. In fact, it turns out MI5 knew who they were and was tracking them. It's always the same story. It's either purely staged or they allow it to happen or they give them everything. And then the revolver blew up in his hand. Reportedly something like a .38 special. Folks, that is incredibly rare for a gun to blow up in your hand, especially a revolver. One of the safest guns out there. That's classic setup. Okay, ram the car into them. Their imam tells them is really MI6 or MI5. It follows the pattern. And now it's coming out. Ram them into the person. Saw their head off. Have some of your own operatives there to shoot footage. You've got the crowd just standing around, just totally with normalcy bias, thinking it's no big deal. Then you put out videos, and Paul Watson debunks this, showing orange hands. They've gone in and color manipulated the video. And it shows the street signs that are really red, because Paul lives in London, are now orange. And then they say there's no blood on his shirt. There's clearly blood on his shirt, blood on his sleeves. He's just wearing a navy shirt, so the blood blends in. You know, blood is really kind of a dark purple. Well, when it's unoxygenated, it's actually deep blue, the blue bloods. But the point here is that this is now going to be used as a political diversion as David Cameron stands up to the Muslim extremists as riots and disturbances are now already breaking out in parts of London right now. And people are putting out videos saying there's no blood on his hands, altering them, and then they'll have Rachel Maddow say, Alex Jones says there was no blood and that he was a crisis actor. There are real crisis actors for drills. They do have actors sometimes at events to prime the pump and to get an official story out. That happened on 9/11. I saw it happen. People putting out an official story minutes after. Purely scripted. But, no, Sandy Hook was real. Aurora was real. And this is real. And they got too nuts. There's all these witnesses wound up to go give a political speech, run somebody over, and here's the key. They said they were planning to cause riots all over England and an overthrow of the government, which is exactly what the government's geared up for and wants. Just like the government would love to use an armed march that's peaceful on D.C. as civil disobedience to then start something and demonize all gun owners. That's why I don't like the idea of the march. But if they're going ahead with it, cameras need to be there to document what's going on and happening so the globalists aren't able to set something up. But then I can't morally say you should go there because it's a very dangerous situation, but no guts, no glory. No guts, no liberty. Fortune favors the bold. The fortune we want is freedom. And regardless, I could come out and fully denounce this march. They're going to say I organized it and basically I did it. Just like they're now saying all over national news, so-called news, White House-run news, White House going, I mean, Media Matters writes it, that's the White House, so they can have plausible deniability. Oh, we don't know who the IRS did this. We don't know. White House people, transition head, all of them run that. They go out, edit my audio to say that I'm saying that the tornado was man-made. When the caller asked me, and I said, no, they can make tornadoes. Here's the Washington Post. Here's the London Guardian. They can also create and steer hurricanes. Here's, I had Ben Livingston, the head of weather weapons, on. So, yes, it exists, but you know, usually they don't control tornadoes very hard. And they don't care. They'll just edit that. Here. The Easter Bunny did the tornado. How's that sound? No, you guys are actually the conspiracy theorist. You've got Senator Whitehouse saying Midwesterners' farts did it. Okay? Now, that's the wild conspiracy theory, that flatulence from cows and Midwesterners not paying you carbon taxes, that it's their fault it happened, and he doesn't want to appropriate money from his state to take care of Oklahoma. That's what really happened, you pig!
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I see another side, maybe it's just another light that shines.
All right, the Big Mike Judge interview is coming up, and we're going to have in studio covering a bunch of news with us. Former Constitution Party presidential candidate and good friend of mine, is here in town, Chuck Baldwin, talk about all the scandals. We're going to get, also after the judge interview, I'm going to need to get into the media attacking me in a Rachel Maddow clip, trying to say that we said the tornado was made by Obama. The government has weather weapons. We know they're geoengineering our atmosphere. My point is it could have been, but probably wasn't. Well, they cut that out of there to make it look like I said that. And again, the reason we cover it is to discredit the White House and to tell you they wouldn't be making all this stuff up and attacking us if we weren't effective. I mean, they spend most of their time on Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com making stuff up or misrepresenting what we say. And why is that? Drudge will tell you they're shipping General Motors to China. I will, too. We'll tell you when they get caught saying they're going to take our guns. You know, there's video of them saying, yeah, we're going to ban the guns. We'll show that. And the White House has said that's why they don't like Drudge, because he'll show what they're really up to. And again, I raise these points to, you know, point out that we have power, that you have power, that we can beat these people. They're not invincible. They're not God, even though they walk around on red carpets. Now, if you go to Infowars.com, we have an article, Why the Woolrich Attack. It says, was the Woolrich attack a hoax? Debunked. And it shows how people have edited the videos and say there's no blood on his hands. It's a video breaking it down by Paul Watson. And then people say, what's up with old ladies strolling by and people watching? This is how people are now. He didn't act menacing towards them. It's a poor neighborhood. And, you know, it's racist, folks. It was a white guy that got killed, so it's okay. And that's what multiculturalism is all about. And then whites back and forth become racist and think everybody's out to get them. And then the government can then play the referee. But here is the statement of the meat cleaver wielding gentleman who hoped, reportedly, we've got his Twitter, to cause riots and a race war, kind of helter skelter, Charlie Manson style. And there is some rioting and fighting and attacks on mosques going on. And the police, of course, will get to be the referee of that, which is why they're creating this clash of civilizations, funding the radical Muslims. Here's some of what he had to say.
The only reason we have killed this man today is because Muslims are dying daily by British soldiers. And this British soldier is an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. By Allah, we swear by the Almighty Allah, we will never stop fighting you until you leave us alone. So what if we want to live by the Sharia in Muslim lands? Why does that mean you must follow us and chase us and call us extremists and kill us? Brother, you are extreme. You are the ones. When you drop a bomb, do you think it hits one person, or rather your bomb wipes out a whole family? This is the reality. By Allah, if I saw your mother today with a buggy, I would help her up the stairs. This is my nature. But we are forced by the Quran in Surah At-Tawbah, through many, many ayahs throughout the Quran, that we must fight them as they fight us. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. I apologize that women had to witness this today, but in our lands, our women have to see the same. You people will never be safe. Remove your government. They don't care about you. You think David Cameron is going to get caught in the street? When we start busting our guns, you think your politicians are going to die? No, it's going to be the average guy like you and your children.
So see what they're doing.
Tell them to bring our troops back so we can...
We're going to play more of this. This is actually the raw feed. You're not really seeing this on the news. They're editing what he has to say, but we're going to come back with the next hour. In fact, I'll finish up the next little segment of the Mike Judge interview is coming up. But, again, this is a real guy. I can tell by his demeanor. He really thinks he's doing a good thing. I think it's terrible what he did, but at least he picked out a soldier. The globalists like to target civilians and then say terrorists did it. But this was done, and I believe he was provocateured into doing this.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.